At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Grey's Academy, your most favorite Grey's Anatomy podcast in the whole wide world. I am one of your hosts, Kelsey.
And I'm one of your hosts, Carmen, and it is a beautiful day for a podcast. And let me tell you, Kelsey is unflappable because
I am the epitome of professional.
I yelled a profanity at her as we were doing the countdown, and she didn't even flinch, didn't even crack a smile. I'm pretty impressed, actually.
I'm unfazed by his bullshittery.
Yeah, well, listen, everyone, if you haven't done it yet in your lives, or if you're listening to this episode for the first time for some reason, I suggest you hit that follow, that like button, that subscribe button, that share button, that hit that review button on whatever platform you listen to. It helps the algorithm. We've crossed over 100 reviews on iTunes, which is great. We are almost at 300 on Spotify, like absolutely crushing it. Great job, everyone. But we actually have two reviews to share on iTunes today, and I want to share those before we get into our shout-outs, because one is dumb. Actually, we have three. I think we have three reviews today. I'm going to start with the two good ones. Five-star, 6 days ago. This is from Obama was the GOAT. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All one word. Obama was the GOAT. The title is The Greatest Duo Ever. It's 5 stars. This duo is easily one of the best content creator duos I've ever listened to for any content. Oh, okay. Ever listened to, period, for any content, exclamation point. Feels like that was one sentence, but okay. I'm not nitpicky. Obama was the GOAT. The banter, the insight, the comedy, .. chef's kiss, exclamation point, all caps. Love Carmen and Kelsey forever. Hell
oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
We got a 5-star review. This person actually followed me, and you're on my radar to reach out to you on Instagram. So I will get to you so soon, I promise. This is from all one word, ghost-like features. Perfect rewatch companion podcast, 5 stars. I forced my husband to watch Grey's with me, his first time, my 4th full rewatch at least. And he gets so sick of me talking about it between episodes, laugh emoji. This podcast scratches the itch to discuss the show to death. It feels like chatting with friends about my favorite show every time I listen. The Grey's talk is on point, but the banter between the hosts really makes the podcast what it is. I'm going to take a sip of water because I'm dying.
Okay, well, don't do that. We're in the middle of something right now.
Yeah. All right, this one, kind of annoying. From the name, it's either Relic 1098 or Relic K 1098 or Relalac 1098. I don't know. But the title is Drinking Game and it's 2 stars. So already fuck yourself. Every time someone says, well, that's fun, have a drink. You'll be drunk before you know it.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. Take 2 fucking drinks, dumb turd.
Like, I just like, guys, if there's a free piece of media that you choose to consume and you don't enjoy it, you can simply turn it off. I don't understand why. Like, no one's making you listen to this.
Also, we've done some market research, some extensive polling numbers. And out of 100% of the people that we've directly polled,
we don't say it that much.
Say that we say it that much. Yeah. We've gotten positive reviews from those 2 people that we've polled directly. And by we, I mean Kelsey. And by 2 people, I mean Ryan and Leah.
Who do listen, though. So they're reliable sources.
Reliable sources.
And I do feel like they would tell me the truth, which is why I asked them.
Yeah. So anyways, Relic K1098 or Relic 1098 or R-E-L-A-C 1098. Message us. Message me. Email Kelsey at Grey's Academy.
So if you were born in 1998.
1098. If you're born in 1098.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, like, maybe their birthday is October.
Oh, October 98. Ooh, yeah. First name starts with an R, last name is Elak, or their first name is Rella, and their last name starts with a K. Or their name is Rel.
Unless they tell us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. GraysAcademyPod@gmail.com. Lines are open. Go ahead and send us an email.
Air your grievances, although you already did, but okay.
Yeah. Just give us the proof. Give us the receipts. If we've done it more than 10 times in one episode, maybe. But, like, I don't think we did. But anyways. Well, that's fun. Let's go ahead and do some Instagram shout-outs or email shout-outs. Do you have any to talk through?
Let me double check, but I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. You can go first.
Definitely want to shout out a new Patreon patron named Mac. Mac sent me a direct message about...
That is new.
What?
Mac's been on Patreon for ages.
Okay, well, then go fuck me then, okay? Anyways, Mac sent me this message, and just listening to episode 16 of the recording, got to the part about your fear of helicopters. So here's some videos of me jumping out of them professionally just to ease your fear. Also, to validate you that they are, in fact, terrifying. Mac, you are a champion. These videos are pretty wild. There's one of them in, you could see this here. They're in the parachute, whoa, I believe. Yeah, just out of one of those like gigantic two propeller ones. Here's a video. I'm actually gonna watch it myself. Yeah, that's insane. For the record, helicopters are the horses of the sky. If you know, you know.
Wild and incorrect.
Yeah, you know. Well, that's to be determined. And I think Mac is on my side. Also, want to shout out Amy sent me that great Grays meme the other day. And then I also want to shout out Sandra. Just Sandra's been giving my feed some love lately. So yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I'm gonna shout out rapid fire people that's been messaging, chit chatting on the pod account. Martha, Erica, Karandeep, Babette, Katya, Shelby, Vanna, Amber, Steven, Louise, Allison, Crystal.
Hell yeah.
Like the last 2 weeks.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for chatting.
And one last little teeny tiny one. I'm going to do a shout out to our lovely Quampler.
Quampler.
Quampler. And then Katya. Just love seeing Janisha. Yeah, just love seeing the... Just love
all
the,
of our,
just love
our Discord, all of our chitty Patreon chatties.
Oh, yeah. Zoe. I'm just, like, scrolling through now. Yeah, just Leisha, Casey, Brianna. Just, like, we just have such a cool Kirsty, Livy. Such a cool fucking people. Group. We got a cool... Oh, man, I just love it. I love my job.
This is so nice. We love you guys, except for the mean ones who are mean to me specifically. We can be mean to Carmen. It's fine.
There's probably no one who's mean to you.
I feel like that one review about my sniffles was pretty mean.
Oh, yeah.
Literally,
yeah, yeah.
This week, like when the kids started getting sick, I was like, now I'm going to have the fucking sniffles during the podcast.
I'm for sure sick right now still. I've been sick for like 3 weeks, guys. I'm dying. I think I have COVID. Like, could people still get COVID? Are people still getting COVID?
People definitely are still getting COVID.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't want it again.
Yeah. I don't want it either.
Okay. Oh my God. Let's talk about Grays.
Hell no.
This is episode 18 of the 9th season. It is episode 190 overall, which is crazy. We're 10 episodes away from 200 episodes. This episode is called Idle Hands, and that is a song.
That is a song. Also, wait, hold on. Did you say we're 10 episodes away from 200?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, because that means we're 210 episodes away from 400. That's nuts.
Yep. And we won't be done. We won't be close to done when we get to that
point. What's even crazier is we're 310 episodes away from 500.
Well, they're not there yet. So we are, that might possibly not happen.
We're also 9 episodes away from 100, from 199, which is like bonkers.
Do you need something? Like, move on. Let it go. This man is just a pain in the ass.
I can't. You're not allowed to make me laugh today. Which is hard because you're so funny.
Can do the podcast because I'm just a hoot and a half.
Damn.
I'm the funniest person you know.
You're definitely the whitest person I know.
That might be true.
That was actually a reference to the whitest kids you know. Okay. Man, Idle Hands is a song off of the album Saturnalia by the Gutter Twins.
Which the name intrigued me greatly. So I was really interested to hear about this one.
Very interesting. The Gutter Twins is a collaboration between Greg Dulli or Dooley or Dooley.
How do you spell it?
D-U-L-L-I. Dulli.
Dulli. I think Dooley.
I think Dooley. Greg Dooley and Mark Lanigan. I don't know who those people are or what they are from.
They're from the Gutter Twins.
Hold on. Greg Dooley. Let me see. Okay. Greg, remember Twilight Singers, Gutter Twins. And then the other guy, Mark Lanigan, is from the early grunge band Screaming Trees. Oh, and he was Queens of the Stone Age. Okay, cool. I know that band. Anyways, this album, Saturnalia, released March 4th, 2008. And it's the only album that these two did together. The single off the album, they had two. One of them was Idle Hands, and it released April 14th, 2008. The song itself did not do too well, but the album did have some decent charting. So it reached as high as 117 on the US Billboard 200 for albums. It reached 16 in the UK, and it reached number 7 in Belgium. So pretty impressive, guys. Pretty impressive. The song itself was not super for me. It kind of had a little bit of a hard, rocky, grunge vibe. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 1.9 subjectively, and because it charted, I'll give it a 2.5 objectively. The album itself. So. It's not in my iTunes library. It's just not. So with that, Kelsey, that I'll give it back to you. Yeah.
Can you, never mind. Okay. I thought I had to sneeze, but I,
you know what song I, hold on. I do a different song thing that I want to tell you about. What? Oh,
I sneezed.
I also, okay. I don't understand this new iPhone update because where are my screenshots going?
All right, Grandpa.
Okay, first off, shut the fuck up. Second off, but okay, here it is. Waterfall by the band With Confidence. Have you heard that song before?
Nope.
Anyone out there listening to With Confidence? The song Waterfall was really good. Also, All Time Low came out with an EP.
Oh, yeah, I thought of you when I saw that. I didn't listen to it yet, but I did think of you.
There's a song on there called Weather that literally stopped me in my tracks the other day.
Look at that.
Like, I will tell you guys, I was walking across the Jackson Street Bridge, downtown Chicago, walking to Union Station, and the weather was perfect. It was beautiful, like a kind of like a crisp fall day, breeze was nice, and the song literally stopped me in my tracks, and I just kind of stood there, leaned on the railing overlooking the Chicago River below me and the Sears Tower above me. And I just listened to the song like three. I had a little bit of extra time before I had to walk to my train. I listened to that song three times back to back to back. Like I was hooked. Very good song. Moved. It's the melody hit me, the guitar right off the bat. It was good. Very good.
I'm glad you.
I'm going to blow my nose. This is back to you now.
Okay. Thanks so much. This episode was written by Gabriel Lanasse and directed by David Greenspan. This is their debut for both of these. They both wrote and directed more episodes later, but this is the first one that they wrote and directed on. And they also both wrote and directed on other Shondaland shows later on in their career.
Very cool.
This episode aired March 21st, 2013 to 9.39 million views. So for some reason, up like a million from last week. I don't know why, but it's fine with me. This episode's Netflix synopsis is: more positive changes are made by the hospital's new management. Meredith worries about her unborn baby. I guess that's kind of what this episode's about. This episode wasn't really about very much, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot around.
It was just fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Listen, I don't say this very often. The last time that I got some intense murder vibes was Gary Clark, folks. I'm getting intense murdery vibes from this dad. Okay, I'm nervous that they're about to kill Shane for no reason.
He was aggressive.
This guy, more aggressive, is a bit understated.
Generous.
And he was actually an asshole in the TV show Psych. He played one of the main character Gus, his boss, in an episode, which is funny because his boss's boss was Shooter McGavin. So, very interesting episode.
Yeah, not to spoil it, this episode was fine, but I didn't love it.
What are you giving, like a one?
No, not that low.
I'm kidding. We're not gonna rate it now. We're not gonna give it away on the first date, guys. Come on.
It's just, you know, they got a new logo. Yay.
New coffee liners.
Coffee sleeves.
The Lodox, which sounds like a delicious thing you would smear on some bagels with cream cheese.
Are you thinking of lox?
That was the joke, Kelsey, but thank you for breaking the fourth wall on it.
Sometimes I have to, because the joke's only okay. The joke, like the episode, was fine.
Mid at best.
Yeah. Okay, so Russell's back in this episode.
Yeah.
To give a synopsis, not much happens. Bailey's looking for research funding. Christina Russell's wants looking for to research do funding. More research. Russell wants funding.
Arizona's Alex got a new leg.
Alex is pranking people. Arizona has a new leg. Meredith keeps making jokes about something being wrong with the baby. From a plot standpoint, not much.
Yeah. Very unique episode. Where do you want to start? And then there's the ATV crash that Derek is working on with Shane, and Shane's getting like slammed into walls, apparently. Yeah,
the dad from the ATV crash who is being a piece of turd.
Piece of turd.
And let's just start there because I want to know. So they come in and they're like, this girl, she wasn't wearing her helmet, blah, blah, blah. And then the dad gets really mad and he's like, she always wears a helmet. Like, we stopped to take a picture and that other guy crashed into us. But then like at the end when he's screaming at Derek and he's like crying and he's like, I always make her wear a helmet. I'm like, are we supposed to believe that she wasn't wearing her helmet? Like, was he telling the truth before? Was he lying before? I don't know what I'm supposed to take from this.
Yeah, I wasn't sure on that either.
Okay.
It
felt unclear. So I'm glad it felt unclear across the board and not just me.
Also, I know I'm jumping ahead, but like the way that the end resolution, I know, guys, I'm sorry. You do it the end and then you go back. M. Night Shyamalan does that, right? Guys, I'm going to do an M. Night Shyamalan or to his does friends, M. Night Shyamalan. So,
are you thinking of Quentin Tarantino? I don't know many M. Night Shyamalan movies.
It's pronounced M, but okay. No, you're right. It is M. M for Mary. Derek did not deserve the cry tear hugs. Shane worked his ass off for the cry tear hugs from that asshole.
I just like, I don't know what we were supposed to get from this story. I really don't.
Other than the setup for the murder.
Murders.
But like, who's he going to kill? Shane and the guy who crashed into his daughter? Like,
I mean, in what capacity would you see this man coming back?
Gary Clark style.
So they're just going to repeat the entire storyline?
Yeah. Weber's even going to facilitate the suicide again.
Okay. Good for him.
Listen, Weber has gone through a lot.
Let's think about Gary Clark's motivation.
Yep.
His wife died.
Yep. Uh-huh.
What happened at the end of this one?
This guy's wife also died.
Okay, well, his daughter, who was the one in the hospital, is fine.
Yep. So. Well, she's alive. She hasn't woken up. So she could die. She could turn. She could take a turn for the worse.
Okay.
In all actuality, I don't like how he treated Shane. And I'm just blowing. Yeah, no, I mean,
nothing he does is
out of a molehill.
I absolutely agree that his actions are unwarranted. His emotions, valid. The way he displayed them to the world, horrendous.
Correct. Also,
maybe
a bit racist.
No, because he also, I mean, I feel like he also gave it, he was being aggressive at Derek as well. Do you not feel? Or do you?
Derek got the cry tears. Shane didn't.
Well, that's because Derek gave him his bullshit back.
That's fair. Yeah, Shane really didn't do that. So it is interesting in the show, and I don't know how this works in the medical community, but Shane was going out there and having some pretty tough emotional conversations with very little training with this man. And Derek just kept sending him back out there. And at one point, Derek's like, you want to hear about how I went fly fishing one time? Like, I just did it and it was great. Do you feel calm now? And Shane's like, yeah, whatever, I guess, dude. Like, I'd rather you've told me the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise, but, you know, it's fine. Whatever.
I have been fly fishing. Have you been fly fishing?
No.
I actually enjoyed it. I was surprised. I did not think I would because I had never done it before, but I had fished a lot in my lifetime and grew up fishing and really enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to like fly fishing because it's so different than just, you know, stand there and wait fishing. And I did really enjoy it. I thought it was really fun and really cool. And I did it in Colorado. So it was like one of the prettiest places that you can just stand in the middle of the stream and be surrounded by mountains. So it was lovely, but I did like it.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah.
Wow. A trout. Nice. Mm-hmm. Did you eat it?
Couple. No, we did catch and release that time.
No. All right. Let's talk about this storyline. You're better at this than I am. I mean, derail us.
So, okay. This girl comes in, she's 13. And they say she was in an ATV accident and she has, well, first of all, they're about to put her in the dang low docs, the 13 second body scan x-ray thing that everyone's losing their mind over. So she comes in from an ATV accident, collision, whatever. And they go to put her in that and then they realize that she's having like a really bad bleeding like through the bandages, so like we have to just go straight to the ER or OR rather. And she had an open skull fracture and a hematoma when she came in. So they're back and forth cutting to Derek and Ross in the OR, and you know, it's just brain surgery. Like, I don't know what else to say about it. Like, there's not that much happening in the surgery other than them being like, oh, still bleeding. Oh, still a head wound. Oh, Shane's learning. Derek, I'll say this. I think Derek is a good teacher in this episode.
Yeah.
I do see what you're saying where they like, we don't ever really see them talk that much about like the, kind of updating the family aspect of it in this show. Like occasionally they'll do a storyline where they focus on it.
I feel like they did one where Bailey taught Christina, right?
Probably.
Like they were harvesting someone's eyes, I think.
Oh yeah.
Very early.
Yeah. That was like one or two. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it is My thing about it is, I'm just like, does this man not know anything about hospitals? Mm-hmm. Or am I just like blinded by the fact that I've watched so many medical shows that I understand how someone giving you an update works and you just like aren't a dick about it? And also when he's like, get back in there and do it, I'm like, bro, there's a doctor in there.
Yeah,
like,
she's
this
not just
person
sitting there
is
open.
Out here updating you. Like, I don't know. Like, it. This one for me, this didn't track. And I it was almost like military-esque the way he was yelling and like giving orders. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
There was no, it didn't feel like there was a follow-up explanation on it. Like, I feel like the takeaway was this father is very worried about his child and he is taking it out on these doctors. Okay.
That was it. Yeah.
And what do we learn from that? Like, what's the takeaway? Yeah. I don't know. And then they're like, oh, he's just really worried. I'm like, well, I have anxiety and I don't do that to people. So that moral doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah. You know, it also begs the question. Do the timelines that these people live in this fictional show have an equivalent of a fictional show like Grey's that they watch at home? And they reference back and they're like, man, I would never be an asshole like that guy. And then he's like going to go home to his wife and they're going to watch an episode of Grey's while their daughter's recovering. And she's going to be like, wow, I was that guy today at the hospital with our daughter. Crazy, right?
Crazy. Yeah, I don't know, but they do have cooking shows.
They do have, at least in this canon, they have cooking shows and porn.
Oh, yes. Established. Okay, so yeah, I don't know. I think it is a good Derek as a teacher episode for sure.
Touching the frontal lobe
about, you know, this episode. I mean, yeah, her head is cracked open. The dad says that they stopped to take a picture and her helmet was off and then someone else crashed into her. Again, unclear on whether I meant to believe that or like she was riding without a helmet. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell what they want me to believe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. There's the main takeaway from this is that I have for this storyline is Shane learns there's going to be assholes and Derek kind of shows him how to respond when you can be aggressive back to kind of like tell them to back the fuck down with love because it ends in hugs and crying. The other thing was, I think it was a big lesson in being a brain surgeon to Shane, because there's that scene where he is talking about the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise, and he's like, the key is to relax and let the rod do the work, and did it relax you? And he said, yes. And then I think the brain starts to like either swell or something starts to go off, please. And Shane's panicking, and Derek's like, okay, well, what are you going to do, dude? Breathe.
Yeah.
Like, relax. And then he gives the right answer. It's give her more mannitol. Mm-hmm. You know, so Shane's definitely learning. Derek has a good, you know, teaching episode in this.
Yeah.
But yeah, the end is basically just, you know, the dad was a dickhead. And he just kept saying she always wears a helmet. She always wears a helmet. Like, okay, bro, you can't control the world around her.
Yeah.
But you can control how you're acting right now in this moment, you know?
Yeah. So. And it's not great. Do better.
Yeah, do better.
That's the moral of that story, I feel.
Yeah. So I really don't have a ton of notes for that storyline, though. That was an easy peasy one.
Yeah, just like, you know, slamming people into walls. I do feel like maybe we get security involved at some point.
Yeah, maybe after the first time.
Yeah.
I think with this day and age, and also I would even say this, that day and age, you get one strike.
Yeah.
You know, you make one threatening thing. Okay, listen, tensions are high. But that's it. One strike. Now I'm getting security around here.
Well, it's also like at this point when he comes back, we know from previous Grays that, you know, brain surgery takes a while. It's not like he leaves and comes right back. He comes back way later when this man has presumably had a decent amount of time to cool off emotionally.
Yeah.
But he is still at like a 27 out of 4. It's just too much. Again, as like someone who is naturally anxious anyways, Like, I understand the concept of being like worried about your child. I've had to take my kids to ERs. I've never had them go into surgery, knock on wood. I've been lucky about that. But like, why would you also want to harass and or physically harm the person who could potentially save your child's life? I don't get it. It's not there for me.
No, there's no logic to it. But there is some logic to this teacher storyline. Let's talk about the teacher.
This one bums me out.
Yeah, let's be sad about capitalism, and then we'll be sad about the underpaid, underappreciated, undersupported teachers of this country teaching our youth. We'll have a rally moment for them, and we'll be back after these messages.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And we are back. Thank you, teachers of America.
We love you.
We love you. Speaking of capitalism, I bought tickets for seeing Taylor Tomlinson. I'm very excited.
Oh, that's exciting. When's she coming to Chicago?
She's actually going to go to Indianapolis. So Jess and I are going to do a little date night in Indianapolis overnight. And
how much of a drive is that?
It's like 4 hours. Oh. Three, four. I think it's 3 hours with a time change.
The worst.
Yeah, East Coast time. Ugh.
Ugh, we're better.
Your
you say driving time. Through a time change. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Well, like for you, when you go back, it's better because that's when you get the hour. For
yeah, we me, go back in time.
Go back, I lose the hour, and that's worse.
Yeah, yeah. We've been wanting to see her for a couple years now.
Yeah.
So
I know you've.
Anyways.
You guys have been a big fan. I mean, I also enjoy her work as well.
Yeah. And also, I enjoy the work of teachers. Teachers spend more time with our children than we do. So pay teachers well. Okay.
Please. Yes, all right, I'm very lucky. Scarlett has a great kindergarten teacher, and I'm very grateful.
I feel like I didn't like my kindergarten teacher. Loved my first grade teacher.
I don't remember having strong feelings about my kindergarten teacher, but my mom apparently did because she recently was like, that woman was not my favorite because apparently she told my mom that I needed to be put on ADD medicine, which may or may not have been true. But my mother did say maybe she's just a 5-year-old.
Do you remember the names of all of your teachers, like K through 6?
I think so.
I think I remember all my K through 6 teachers, and then once it gets into middle school and high school, it gets tricky.
Yeah, because you had more than one teacher a day.
Yeah, yeah.
So kindergarten was Miss Thompson, first grade was Miss McKay, second grade was Miss Ennis, but she got married halfway through the year and became Miss Bowling. Third grade was Miss Pugh. Fourth grade was Miss. I can see her face, and all I can remember is my school's name. Fifth grade was Miss Rogers. I don't remember fourth grade, and she was so nice. Oh, I'm a terrible person.
Did you say you had a teacher named Miss Pugh?
DePew. DePew.
Man, boys must have been real mean to her.
I don't know. That was when I was really teachers petting it up.
No, not you. I'm sure you were very nice. I'm just sure everyone else around her coming of age was thinking her nickname would be Miss DePubes.
I don't know that a third grader was thinking that, but I could be wrong. I've been a third grade boy.
Man, yeah, that's fair. I was a third grade boy.
Let me text my mom. Sixth grade? This is really bothering me.
That's funny. Remember sixth grade?
Sixth grade is middle school.
Oh, so middle school is us at seventh grade. Seventh
that's
and eighth.
Crazy. Yeah, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade is middle school. And then 9, 10, 11, 12 was high school.
Yeah, so my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Spain. First grade was Mrs. Dye. Second grade was Mrs. Naughton. Third grade was Mrs. Pippin. Fourth grade was Mrs. Hester. Shout out the teacher who got me through 9/11. Fifth grade was Mrs. Connor. And then sixth grade was Mrs. Kettler, who lived in my neighborhood.
Wild.
Yeah. And I will not admit to this, but I
will admit to it.
But I know a story of a group of people not involving me, allegedly TPing her house, but then feeling really bad about it and then offering to clean it up for her. Allegedly. Because she was allegedly. Very nice. She was very nice.
Okay. Ugh, my back hurts from having to carry around all these children all the time.
All right. Alrighty. So the teachers.
Madeline.
One of Wunsch?
No. You wish. She's dead. Skursky. So she comes in with severe abdominal pain. Meredith does the ultrasound and is like, oh, it's gallstones. And they're like, oh no, I'll need surgery. And she's like, yeah, but no worries. We'll just do it laparoscopically. And then everything's going to be fine. And she's in the surgery and she's like, ah, shit. This is not gallstones. And Miranda's there and she's like, it's all right. It's probably, maybe it's benign. And Meredith's like, nope, it's for sure cancer. Because of, I guess, she says it's hard, I think. Yeah. So I guess that's like a more of a for sure sign that it's cancer because it's calcified. And so then they go in and try and resect more, but it's like already around, oh, what was it? Hold on, I have it here.
Draw one of her arteries.
Advanced to the point considered unresectable. Yeah, it was around one of the arteries, like main arteries off of like the liver or something. Anyways, it was really sad. They were not able to resect it. They were like, chemo maybe will give you more time. But yeah, you're just going to die. Because it's already stage 4 gallbladder cancer.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And her kids come to visit. Did they say what grade? Because I would have guessed like 4th.
They look like 4th graders.
Yeah.
I don't know the age.
That was really what I felt in my heart, was that it was 4th grade.
4th grade would be a good guess. I think that's a fair betting guess. Also, the lead up to that, there's two things that stood out. One, Jackson and Owen try to get her into the low docs, which if they would have seen that, maybe they would have seen the cancer right away. Number one.
I don't know, because it's an x-ray.
You can see cancer on x-rays, right?
I don't think so.
You got to use a C-ray for that.
CT scan.
The other thing
maybe
was this one.
Cancer? I don't know.
I don't know. If you're a doctor.
Let me know.
Or if you've ever had a slice of low docs in your life, let us know. But also, the woman said she's not had a day off in 28 years.
Yeah.
No days off in 28 years. What a way to go.
I mean, I think she loves what she does.
She loves what she does. Respect.
For sure, when you are a teacher, it is a calling, and not everyone can do it.
No.
I certainly couldn't.
Well, so she had the summer. She had the summers off. She'd get a couple months off a year, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, man, that's rough. Also, being a teacher would be pretty cool to have the summers off every year.
Yeah, but you're not paid in the summer.
Well, you can opt for your pay to be dispersed over the summer. So you could like.
Yes, but sorry, but you're not paid for your time in the summer.
No. Correct. Yes. It's just a salary, you know?
Yeah. It's just a shitty salary. It needs to be more.
They're forming
the next generation of people who the current generation of people are constantly bitching about, but don't want to pay them more money to help mold them into better people.
Yeah.
So let's all connect our dots and fix the problem.
Let's also stop cutting the Department of Education. Maybe.
If you get rid of the Department of Education, you cannot ask me to pay back my student loans to the Department of Education. I will not do it.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
That feels like a fair statement. If the Department of Education is there and that's who did my loans, why would I pay it back to nobody?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's my opinion.
While this is going on, there's these kind of one-off kind of conversations where Meredith is talking about how Her kid has three arms and a tail. She asks about her paramedic boyfriend in one of these scenes, and April is just like really struggling because she wants to smush.
She's horny. She's just a horny lady, which is fine.
Totally. Women's empowerment, you know?
Support. But she also is faltering on how to proceed with her horniness.
And all of the people that she's asking are horny people.
Yeah, which is just everyone in this hospital.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, man, I feel bad. We'll get to that later because it's very hilarious. But, man, when the kids walk in.
Yeah, that was rough.
And
they are complaining about the substitute teacher because he's stinky. And then I feel bad for him because that's like, that I'm sucks. Always so afraid that like people think I have bad breath and I just don't know it. It's like a giant fear that I have.
Yeah, I keep mints with me at all times.
Yeah. And the teacher is like, oh yeah, I'll be back soon. Cause she's like, well, what am I supposed to do? How do you, tell a bunch of 9-year olds that you're dying? Which just Meredith like is like, I'll do, I'm here for you. Like I can tell them whatever, like I'll have your back or you can tell them the truth, whatever. And then they come back again and they bring this like really cute little handmade poster. It's like, get well soon. Ugh, breaks your heart. And they come in and she kind of decides in the moment that she is going to tell them. And
it's cryptic at first, though.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, man, like, can't wait for you to get back. And she's like, well, what would you do if the sub was yours for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
And the one kid's like, but he's not gonna be woman, duh.
Yeah. And then the other one's like, you're not coming back. Yeah, it's really sad. And then also to think about that, like as a parent, kind of having to help your kid navigate through that. I do think if you have a good school who has funding and gives a shit about kids, then in theory they have like a decent guidance counselor on staff.
Yeah, yeah.
To kind of help guide them through that. That would be my thought process, at least.
Speaking of, I'm going to go ahead and give another shout out. So I don't remember all my teachers in high school, but I remember my guidance counselor. And I spent a lot of time at the guidance counselor. And I don't know that I graduate high school without this man in my corner. Mr. That's Christie. Nice. Yeah, I was not in a spot where like I had father figures, mm-hmm. a father figure in my life. Not that he was, but he was a male influence that I definitely needed, and confided in. And I don't know that I graduate without him. So
that's good. I had some really great, like standout teachers in the high school time frame as well. One of them, I just thought this was the coolest story. She became a teacher because when she was in high school, she was like having a really hard time at home and just like in general. And she was truly, this was my teacher who was going through this. She was truly having like a night where she was like, I think I'm going to end my life. Like she was having suicidal thoughts and was really thinking about following through on it. And this teacher that she had called her home phone number. And was like, I really just felt like I needed to call and make sure you were okay. And that is then why that woman went on to become a teacher. And you could really like feel that about her because she was like so open and like readily available to people. And like you just like felt like you could talk to her about anything. And she actually went on after I graduated, she became the dean of students.
Whoa.
She's just like truly a lovely person, like truly such an incredible person.
That is crazy.
So, yeah, I just think, like, again, I think it's a calling and people really, like, you just never know it when someone needs a person to listen to them. And, like, it doesn't necessarily feel like you're doing that much, but to, like, that teenager or that kid, it is literally life-changing to have someone to listen to them. And it's wild that we just, as a society, are like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. there's some, I don't know, we could go on an episode or lifetimes long rant about how teachers are not paid enough, teachers are not supported enough, those people in our lives, these incredibly challenging and like pivotal moments of our lives. Mm-hmm. And they always, these moments always happen in school. Your parents aren't there in school to help you.
Yeah.
The teachers are. And also, let me just say, I'm not going to go too far down this rabbit hole because I did make one joke about it already from me being a high school student. But teachers, let's just not have sex with your students, like ever. Men or women, can we just not, please?
Mm-hmm. Also, like, if you're a teenager and, like, an adult is coming on to you, they're gross. Like, it's not cool. It's not like there's a reason they can't get someone their own age. Let me just say that. Just think about it like that. You know?
Yeah. It's not a good thing about you. It's a bad thing about them.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if you're an adult, you're not listening to this podcast, but don't take advantage of children.
I mean, honestly, if you're listening to this podcast and you have taken advantage of or want to take advantage of children,
Don't stop. Don't do that.
Turn yourself in. Make amends. And also do not give us a review. I don't want a review that says this show is too anti-pedophile.
I'd be okay with that review.
Yeah, honestly.
You can leave that review.
Yeah. This show really rags on pedophiles a bit too much for me. Hashtag pedophile till the day I die, 6969.
Yeah, release the Epstein files, am I right?
Release the Epstein files. Fuck. I was having this conversation. It's okay. We're doing great. This episode didn't have a lot going on.
It's so true, you guys. Like, what are we supposed to talk about? Like, imagine someone's like, this is my favorite episode.
This episode is a 7 out of 5. I had posted that, you know, oh, it's so crazy, X, Y, and Z. The Epstein files still haven't been released. And one of my friends on Instagram was like, there's just so much more stuff than we can even fathom in the Epstein files. And I'm like, that doesn't mean it shouldn't be released. Burn, if anyone in our political environment is in this file, burn the government down. I don't care. We should not have a government of pedophiles and people doing sick shit to
and
women,
you shouldn't be
to
okay
girls,
with
to boys.
That. Just be like, well, we just have to accept it. No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't is the thing. We don't.
It's just nuts. It's just nuts.
Everything is just a happening to us and we're just here.
Yeah. But anyways. poor Miss Teacher Lady, Miss Madeline
Skursky.
What do you want to do tonight? Want to go for a Skursky?
Is that supposed to be Brewski?
A mountain of a ski.
Oh, it's not really a nighttime activity.
I'd like to go Skurskiing in the mountains of Colorado at night with the trees.
Yeah,
that kills people. Trees kill people.
That's so true.
Trees are like the horses of the earth.
Oh my god.
Trees are like the helicopters of the mountain range.
I don't know that that's accurate.
Trees are like...
All right, we don't need another one.
The adult seeds of the forest.
All right, that one's fair. Do you have anything else to say about the teacher before you fall down dead?
Trees are like the leaves.
Trees are like the leaves. You heard it here first, guys. You ever heard a more profound white man?
Can I rap?
Hashtag white man.
It's just
man.
Sad. It's sad. That when the kids started crying, though. It was very sad.
Yeah. And she's like, how else can we help Mr. whatever his name is?
Skurskoo.
Okay.
Ski skur.
You must
like Mr. Anderson or something.
Mr. Miller, maybe?
Mr. Anderson. Matrix.
Okay. So, did you have anything else about her? I do think a lot. I don't know why this really stuck with me when she says, this sucks. And we don't say sucks, but this sucks. I don't know why, but I think about that a lot. It really has just stayed with me over the years.
Oh, yeah. And when she said, okay, what if I didn't come back? And the one kid's like, it would suck. And she verbatim says, hell yeah, it would suck, bro. Yeah. The fuck? And she agrees. It was a good moment. My mom was also of that mindset. We don't say sucks.
Yeah. I feel like there was a time when everyone was like, we don't say this because it means suck a dick. And I'm like, but it doesn't.
So, but it could.
It's fine. It could. Maybe. Whatever. It's who gives a shit. Everything is terrible.
Yeah.
Everything yeah. sucks.
Everything sucks. Sure does. Do you want to go right into another topic, or do you feel like we must go into a new episode?
Let's go into the new episode, and then we'll come into the rest of this just riveting, riveting episode of Grace at the brand new Grace Sloan Memorial Hospital. And we will start with everyone's favorite segment.